but I know Satan tries to stop us on every hand. You go through one thing, something else happened. I was able to think, well, if something terrible happened, that's just another blessing coming. Because God promised to heal us of all of our diseases and all of our sickness. So we trust him. Amen. Always. I think I woke up one morning getting dressed in a hurry. I fell and hit the side of my face. The next morning I woke up, was dreaming. I don't know where I was diving to, but I hit the floor. But I know that God is still real. Amen. So we just keep going, no matter how many downfalls we have, no many. We know that God is still real, and he promised to deliver us, and he will. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 16. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning, God, for this privilege and opportunity that we have. Lord, we know that every promise that you make, God, that is real, and let us believe it. Lord, give us strength to carry on. Father, we never turn around, regardless to how often Satan attacks us. Lord, we know that you're real. You promised it. Lord, we ask you for the words that we read this morning. Father, let them find a place of reality in our heart. Father, let us remember every responsibility that you have given unto us, God, that we carried out. Yes. Father, and be looking unto you. We ask you to bless Brother Wade this morning, Father, as he prepares to bring your word unto us, that we will hear it and be blessed by it. God, and we thank you for all things. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always side, neither will he keep his anger forever. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is thy mercies toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far as you remove our transgressions from us. Amen.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. As for a man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. God bless you. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. Always enjoy reading the book of Psalms. It doesn't ever get old, and it seems like every time you read it, it's always new. Amen. David really had some inspiration. We're going to have a special this morning, but before we have a special, we're going to sing this song, Let the Worshippers Arise. Our brother Ebenezer, right? But we're gonna sing first, and then you come, okay? All right. He has a special, so normally they're not here in the afternoon, so they're gonna sing. He's gonna sing this morning, amen.
Father, I see that you were drawing A line in the sand, and I want to be standing, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come. Yes, let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. And let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Once again, let the worshipers arise. Let the worshipers arise, and let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Next verse. Oh, Father, I hear it growing louder, the song of your redeemed, as the bride of every nation is awakening to sing. From our hearts there comes an anthem. Oh, hear the praises ring. This is our song, a song to our King. Let the worshipers arise, and let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Once again, let the worshipers arise. Let the worshipers arise, and let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Sing that second verse once again. Oh, Father, I hear it growing louder, the song of your redeemed, as the bride of every nation is awakening to sing. From our hearts there comes an anthem. Oh, hear the praises ring. This is our song, a song to our King. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Once again. Oh, let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. The song I want to sing now is mine. I wrote it by the grace of God. I'm thanking God for all God did in my life. Yes. On the mountain and in the valley, God was with me. He is in me, and I think He will be with me. And I think God has done the same for you.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my life. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Oh, my love. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. You saved my life. Today I'm your son. Now I'm living in you. That's why I praise you. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you saved my life. Today I'm your son. Now I'm living in you. That's why I sing you. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you saved my life. Today I'm your son. Now I'm living in you. That's why I praise you. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Lord, for your blessing to me. Thank you, Jesus, and I will say thank you, Lord. You save my love, oh. You give me peace, oh. You give me joy, and I will say thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord, for your blessing to me. Thank you, Jesus, and I will say thank you, Lord. You save my love, oh, you give me peace, oh. You give me joy, and I will say thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Well, you got so much to thank him for. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Wonderful song, Brother Ebenezer. Amen. I feel like you're going to start that African dancing. They're just with you. Amen. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Yeah, we all have something to thank him for. Amen. Amen. You breathe and live because of him. Praise the Lord Jesus. Man. Brother Benjamin, you want to help us take up our offering this morning? Praise the Lord. It's good to have Brother Benjamin around with us. Amen.
Let's all bow our heads. Thank you, Lord, for this day and
yes,
allowing for us to all gather here again to worship your name and praise you. And
yes, Lord.
Please just let this offering go to your will and just wherever you need it to be.
Yes, Father.
We appreciate all things you give us, and thank you for all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. As he passes that around, let's stand to our feet. How many are ready for the word? Let's just sing that song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, the chorus. We should sing the F, key of F. As Brother Wade comes, let's turn our eyes upon Jesus, who is the word, right? Amen. So let's just turn our eyes and direct our thoughts on that word.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Sing that chorus once again. Turn your eyes.
Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face,
and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
Sing it to Him again. You love Him this morning.
Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face.
Think about Him now.
And the things of this world will grow strangely.
You come to see the Lord today. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. You know, I was thinking back when there was nothing but a Holy of Holies, that the people would send that priest in, and when that curtain would shut, he couldn't see nothing, couldn't hear nothing, and all of a sudden the light comes on. The Shekinah glory would meet him in that room. He couldn't hear all the hustle and bustle. 2 million people working, doing their job, the animals blading and all that going on, cars going by, trains going by. Let's bring it to the 2022. He didn't hear any of that. Today, I believe, I know you're that temple, but you come into a place that we ought to just shut the world out. Brother Joe and I were talking last night, for those of you that came to the prayer service, thank you very much. But it's just a time that, you know, number one, and we'll talk about it this afternoon. And listen, I know some of you scatter out of here for second service, but I'd like for you to come back to second service if you can, because we're going to talk on a measure of faith. And I believe it'll help everybody for a measure of faith. Not just, we got to have faith for the time. Brother Dale preached it years and years ago, that the woman at the well had faith for the time. But the prayer service, number one, we made an effort to get here. You say, well, I can pray at home, and that's okay. Sister Regina and Sister Kathy, that's okay. If y'all want to take that 7 to 8 time, and you don't have to come up here. But you know what? This is a sanctuary. What does a sanctuary mean? It's a place of safety. When you have an animal sanctuary, you put the animals in it, and nobody gets to hunt them. It's a sanctuary. Well, that's what we do when we come here. This is a sanctuary of God. And I'll read this quote to you, because Brother Brown said, look, in Law and Grace 1954, he said, how we ought to come to church with the greatest of reverence. How we ought to enter the church like real saints of God. Walk over, take your position. Now, he didn't say take your seat. Take your position. And keep your mind on Christ. We ought to forsake everything of the world like that. And if you're really born again, this may cut just a little bit, but you know this is a house of correction. And we're reading them from the prophet. If you're really born of the Spirit of God, that's where your heart lays anyway. Your thoughts is anchored yonder. Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. He that heareth my words and believeth. We believe that, as we were talking about last night, Brother Joe and I, that you come into this place, and your cell phones are off. Kids are not screaming. You're in a sanctuary. And God met us last night in this sanctuary because it was quiet. It was a quiet place. And we just had some soft music playing. And if you want to enter in at home, that's fine. That is absolutely okay if you can't get here. But this church was dedicated and set aside a long time ago for the service of God, not for the service of the devil. All right? That's why we try our best. I know he gets here before we do, but we try our best to make him so uncomfortable that he leaves. Amen? But thank you for coming to the prayer service. We'll have another one in the middle of July before we go to Ohio. We will have another prayer service here at the church on Saturday sometime. I'll announce it later. All right, remember, Wednesday night, I'll be speaking Wednesday night, so be in prayer for that. Brother Tom Ernest, wife, Sister Sandy, remember Brother Tom passed away a year ago with COVID. She's going to come by and visit with us for the middle of the week, so just make her welcome. Her and her family will be passing through here, and they're going to be here in service with us on Wednesday, so just keep her in your prayer. All right, July the 3rd, which is coming up here next week, week from today, we will have two services. Brother Chris Long will be with us, two services on Sunday. We will not have Bible study on the 2nd. We will have Bible study on the 9th. Everybody with me? Have Bible study on the 9th, which will be the next Saturday. All right? And then we'll also not take communion on the 3rd. We'll take communion on the 10th, which is the next Sunday. So we're just moving everything back a week because we got the special services. We're going to get together in between services, and we'll let you know what to bring. We're going to the church is going to have chicken tenders for everybody. And then maybe you'll have to, some of you bring the vegetables and rolls and dessert. But we'll talk about that, and I'll announce it this afternoon. All right, so also now, July the 21st, we're leaving at 9 o'clock. We're leaving at 10, but be here at 9 o'clock at the church if you're going with us to Ohio. And I want to ask you, I don't want to be, we have a schedule of events, and it's only 3 days. And time is going to be precious. If you're late, we are not waiting on you. Lauren, hey, good to see you. Oh, my. Well, I'm happy now. Well, I was happy before. Now I'm happy now. That is Sister Cleta's granddaughter. Good to have you with us, Sister Cheese girl. I was watching the other day. In 2015, she was baptized, right? And then she went off to college and went down to that place in Florida. Now, hopefully, she's back. And she's got a little more education now than she did. So that's why she moved back to Georgia. Praise the Lord. Some of you all ought to listen to that. So listen, we're going to have a scheduled event, so please be on time. You say, well, I can't. Well, for 3 days, you better or just don't go. Okay? 3 days of your life, please be on time. 3 days. Please be on time. Other than that, I can tolerate you because you're a human being. Okay? But 3 days, please don't get me upset if you're not on the bus and you call from the hotel. I'm sorry. Walk. All y'all got one of these? Well, I don't have my phone. Uber runs in Lorain, Ohio, I promise you. You'll find somebody that'll take you. But please, and you know what? That makes a bad reproach on this church. I don't want a bad reproach on this church, okay? For everybody being late. So we're going to have a scheduled event. Just please remember that. Also, if you're going with us and the church is going to provide motels. Now, I announced this before and I'll announce it again. We're not getting, there's like 12 couples going. And we're not getting 12 separate rooms for 12 couples. You're going to have to, we're going to put 4 men in one room and 4 ladies in another room. If you want to sleep with your spouse, you get your own room. Everybody with me? And let me know that. That way I won't have to get about 8 or 10 rooms. I'm going to get a block of 8 or 10 rooms in the motel. And then if you want your own room, though, please, I mean, if you want to be there with your baby girl, that's fine. But you get your own room. Church ain't paying for your vacation that way. All right? Okay? Just be plain. Church is paying. I mean, I've slept with my dad before, slept with my brother before, slept with some of y'all before. So it ain't going to bother me. I know my sexuality, so I don't have to worry about it, and I hope you know yours. All right? Now, just to be plain, we're just 3 days. 3 days. And we're going up there to support them. Brother Bob's going to be up there next Sunday preaching for them. And they're all going, oh, this is wonderful. So, and the kids are going to BYC. So remember all the kids that are going, the young adults, and also Brother Luis and Sister Christine going. So just keep them in your prayer. All right. Sister Mary Kamani sent a text that she was really hurting bad. She, when she was in rehab not too long ago, she somehow the screws got busted in her hip. That was when she had her accident. So she's in severe pain. She's going to have an operation to correct that. But Brother Danny knows exactly what she's going through. Brother Danny there was a couple of screws busted in his leg, and he had to have them worked on. So we're going to keep her in prayer. Also, Sister Rachel's mother, amen, turning a corner, doing good. Amen. Not out of the woods yet, but at least she can see the light. Amen. Remember also, Anderson's gone. Brother Boyd and Sister Janet, Anderson and his family, Josh and Leah are on a cruise this afternoon. So just remember them. They're going to wherever. And then I'd like to read this from Brother Ebenezer. We would like to thank you. Well, that was a good song. We would like to thank you, everyone, for your support and prayers, encouragement and kindness that you bring to our lives during this hard time we pass through. I like what he said, that we pass through. He didn't say that we are in. He said we are passed through. Listen, we're going to preach this afternoon, this evening about confession. God can only go by your confession. He can only go by your confession. And we'll talk about this afternoon. So may God's blessings be upon you and your family, Brother Ebenezer, and our wonderful Sister Wavine. Good to see her back from the hospital. She got all that work done. God uses doctors. God uses medicine. But you know what? Every stitch that she had, God healed that stitch. He sent a healing angel, and he healed those stitches. I've said many times before, God's so gracious. He heals all them people up here in those hospitals that don't care one thing about him. But he sent a healing power into the world. And you just got to receive it. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So let's bow our heads. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for everything that you do in this church. Everything that all the efforts that we give last weekend and different things. Just thank you so much. We have a wonderful team here, and I want to thank you for that. Amen. So let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Forgive us of our faults and mistakes, Lord, because we have many. But, Lord, we're heading toward a place, Lord, that you said if you ask what you will, that you'll give it to us, Father. So I pray that you'd be with us now in this service today as we background a little bit of what we've been speaking on you, Lord. And I pray that you'd just anoint it, Lord, and just be with each one. Anoint the people, Father, that they'll hear from you. Bless the ones that are sick, ones that are not here with us. Be with the ones that are on vacation, that are traveling, Lord. We pray that you give them traveling mercies and give them a little time, Lord, to rest and recharge their battery as far as their human side goes. But, Lord, I pray today that we recharge our spiritual batteries. Lord, that we'll hear from you today, Father, and not just be a man speaking. We ask, Lord, that you just be with, Lord, the ones that are overseas and the ones that are coming. We've got this meeting coming up in August at Brother Joe Green's. Be wonderful to see the missionaries come in again since we've missed them for a couple of years, Lord. So I pray that you'd be with them. Take care of each one, Lord, and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's see if we can get this up on the screen. If not, we're going to read John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Can everybody see that, or I need to make that bigger? Can everybody see it? I can make it bigger. Sister Julie said, nope, I can't see it. All right, hang on. Now you just made me where I got to do something here. No, I'm worried about it. Just hang on, man. We'll get it. Look, watch this right here. Watch it. How about that? That better? Okay. Thank God for technology, but more that I can understand it. All right, we got to hide all that. They said we got to auto-hide this, so we're going to auto-hide ribbon. It ain't working. What? Whatever. Huh? Button on the bottom. There you go. Ta-da. You may be seated now. Man, I tell you, Brother Anderson is definitely not leaving again. You watching him, buddy? Nope. No, listen, there's a lot to do back there. And I really appreciate those guys. Because as I told you before, there's a lot of things they do back there, and they really don't. I love it when they can come out and sit in the atmosphere of the service, because there's a lot of things they do back there that they miss a lot. But you know what? God will give them grace. Amen? Just like I always think about sisters that have children. You know, you have to go in and out. And I was talking to a sister not too long ago, and she said, well, my kids go in and out, and I can't hardly listen to everything. God will make a provision if you want him to do that. If you want him to give you more, he'll give you more. He'll help you to understand. But you know what? You're doing also what the Bible says. You're bearing children. Amen? And you'll be saved in childbearing, not because you had the kid, but because you want to be in church with them, because you want to take them to the house of God. And you want the word of God to be what? Prevalent and a part of their life. All right, so let's just, for just a minute, we'll go through this And then we're going to get on faith, because faith is the bottom of the pyramid and it's really wide. So we're going to try to cover some things about faith that maybe you'd not thought of before and try to make it more simple. Because remember, childlike faith is what we must have. Even to be born again, even to be healed, even to come to church, you had to have childlike faith. Even to get in your car and crank the thing up, that's faith. All right? But there's a measure of faith. And they want to speak on that this afternoon, a measure of faith. All right, but everybody, look, we as Christians, we as the bride of Jesus Christ, we are predestinated to something. We're predestinated to adoption. Amen. All right? And we've got to come to that. So we've got to have faith for that time. Luther didn't have to have faith for an adoption. Wesley didn't have to have faith for an adoption. But you and I are going to have faith for an adoption. I was watching this morning a brother online, a message preacher, just seeing what people are preaching on. And, you know, he said, well, you know, he said, if the rapture takes place next Sunday and I'm not here, don't worry about it. But listen, we got to quit doing that. Because you get the people to believe that if you don't show up, that the rapture took place. We got to have a resurrection first. There's got to be a resurrection before you can even talk about a rapture. There's got to be a resurrection, and only a bride will know about the resurrection. Then, according to the prophet of God, we'll be around 30, 40 days before the resurrection happens. So let's get a resurrection here first. Let's start with each one of us having a resurrection in our heart. That's what we've been trying to show you through justification and sanctification. You ought to be able to walk this through your natural life. And if you're not, you're lost. And it's okay to be lost. It's okay. But if you stay that way, Bob's been preaching on iniquity. That's iniquity. You sit in this church and you do things you're not supposed to do. That's iniquity. That's a hideous sin. And you know what? You'll answer to God for it. But remember, your adoption is not your birth. So we kind of ratcheted back a little bit and started talking about our birth. Because there's three stages. As the baby comes, there's three stages, water, blood, and life. There's three stages of adoption. The first stage is the birth. You got to get the baby here. Amen. That's what we were talking about last time we were preaching. You got to get the baby here. Amen. It doesn't matter. It can be in the oven for 9 months. And that's not, you know, I appreciate the Roe versus Wade. I we've always believed that. Amen. That you know, life is life. But we also know that Brother Brown told us that baby was not a human being inside the womb. He's not a human being or she until that baby is born, smack, and the spirit, soul enters the baby. All right? So everybody with me on that. All right? So we're not political and we're not worried about Roe versus Wade. We know how to do it. But you know what? The people out in the world, they are so, they want to protest on this and they want to protest on that. We just protest against the devil. All right? We're going to protest against the devil. I want to make sure he knows I don't like him. I don't like the things he makes me do. Because I help him. Hello? We help him. All the time. But God's good all the time, too. Let's read Romans 8. It says, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So when we talk about this afternoon, we talk about faith. You have to have a connection when you have faith. You can't have faith in something you don't know even a little bit about. You got to know a little bit of something to base all that on. That's why the base, what is the base? It's a foundation. The base is faith. The base is get born again, start living a good Christian life. Everybody wants to just jump up on top of the pyramid and sit down up there. Ain't it happening. You didn't become an adult. You started as a baby. Is that all right? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What do we have faith in? The Word of God. That it will do what it said. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Listen, if you're bound today, just say, God, here's the confession. I need you, God, to get me over this whatever. Put your, you know, put it inside your whatever your little box is. I need to get over this. Yes, right. All right? For I've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, which puts you in the family of God by the new birth. By being born again, you're put into the family of God, but you've not come to the adoption like it talks about in the Bible. The adoption in the Bible is, it's the son is born in the family. And then he comes to a place, and when he comes to a position, when he has his schooling, his schoolmaster, his training, his teaching, then he comes to a place where the father says, oh, I can depend on him some now. Right? I can depend on him some now. Because remember, full adoption is when our body's changed. Everybody with me on that? Full adoption is when our body's changed. You can fully say we have been adopted, we have made it. We have been born again, not being born again. All right? Because listen, when we get to glory, you're not going to need faith. Faith is given us here. It's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But when we get to there, we're going to see everything. We're going to see every promise took care of. You're going to see everything you lost took care of. You're going to see all that restored back. So what do you need faith for? You needed faith to come to church, but you don't have to need faith right now that you're in church. I'm talking about faith for the time. Because you're going to have faith that God's going to answer your prayer today. So see, there's another faith that you got to deal with. And that's what we'll talk about this afternoon. I keep wanting to go to it now, but we'll hold off. We need to stay on the, we need to get us to that place. Because see, I read you a quote, and if I don't read this quote again this morning, then you'll be confused. Brother Brown says, faith alone won't do it. But everything is based on faith. Well, what's he saying? There's a measure of faith you got to come to right here. Then there's a measure of faith going to take you to virtue. Measure of faith, knowledge, and all these different things. So we'll get to it in just a second. But you have received the spirit of adoption whereby you cry, and you know which father to cry to. There was a father one time in the Bible. There was a man stood up and said, you are of your father, the devil. Right. Amen. Amen? But I know who my father is. Do you know who your father is? We just come from Father's Day. But we are the children of God, or we are the progeny of God. We are what God wanted to begin with. All right? And we're connected to God by DNA, spiritual DNA, not natural DNA. There's hardly anybody in this room that's tied together by natural DNA, unless it's your natural family, but a lot of families sitting in here today. All right? But by the DNA of God, you and I, everyone came from the same place. Amen? By the new birth. That we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Thank God we get what he got. Thank God we're going to be in a city that you made by your desire. But God made it. You know what? You know how special that city is? That future home, that city that we're going to live in, Satan has never and will never enter the gates. Now, in the millennium, he's still alive. In the millennium, he raises back up, comes back onto the earth. He's in the earth now. He's in you now, in your spirit realm, even if you're born again. Amen? But there in that future home. Oh, when John saw that thing come down, that's why the whole world, everybody's going, he said, it's finished. It's over. It's done. Satan will not ever be able to enter into those gates. He'll never be able to trouble us. But we got to get what? We've got to get a piece of it right now. You and I, you are your piece of that future home. God has preserved you in your soul today by the new birth. Without it, you're lost. But let's get born again. Let's realize that we're lost. Let's realize that if we don't put faith in God's word, then we're unbelievers. That we may be glorified together. We must suffer with him. Suffer with him to reign. Is that what the scripture says? We must suffer to reign with him. Because, see, faith and suffering goes together. Here we go again. I'll get to it this afternoon. Justification. What do you need faith if you don't have any problems? Think about it. That's why it's so glorious in that future home, and even us with a glorified body. We ain't got to worry about one thing. Nothing. We can't fathom it, but by faith we believe it's already happening. By faith we believe that. So we go to justification. Listen, justification is, I have not read this before, but Brother Brown said it is an act of the Holy Ghost. Because there's only one person that can justify you, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen? So it's an act of the Holy Ghost, because we know Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost too. Right. Amen? Right. So being justified freely by his grace, not yours, right, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, not yourself, whom God has sent forth to be a perpetuation, what? Through faith in his blood. Yes. We'll talk about that this afternoon, through faith. To declare what? Your righteousness? Nada. His righteousness. But if I get myself in him, I can declare his righteousness, and that makes me righteous. Amen. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. For the remissions of sins that are past, we know that. That's why that we don't, like I said before, we don't pray. And I'm sorry, but I heard it the other day on another sermon. The brother was praying for sins in the future. Ain't happening. Can't happen. You can't pray for sins in the future. You got to pray for sins in the past. Amen. Listen, in God, he knows what you're going to do. And yes, he knows he's going to forgive you or not forgive you, because he's already seen it. But you and I don't. You and I have to make a choice. You and I have to make a decision. So let's just pray. Last night, I didn't pray for my sins today. I prayed for my sins I did before. And got forgiveness. Because he said, I'll forgive you if you'll ask. But I promise you one thing. If you ask frivolously, or if you ask just because you want something, God knows that too. God knows your heart. That's the problem. We can hide, but you can't hide from God. All right, sanctification. Matthew 12, verse 43 says, when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, walks through dry places, seek rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. In other words, the old thing you used to do, you don't do them anymore. I told y'all before, I used to curse. Used to didn't smoke much, but I drank. I'm just telling you my story. And before I was even born again, that was taken away. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Right? But I was in sanctification because I had been taught by a wonderful pastor that be careful. That's a good place to be. God had to take those things away from you. But if you don't get it filled with something, Satan's going to come back and fill it up with him. He's going to what? He's going to take back his house, and you're going to be worse because you're going to think you got something and you don't. But you know what? You will, and I, all of us, will manifest who we are. This is manifesting time. You know what? It's manifesting time for God, and it's manifesting time for the devil. All right? Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Bible says if you can't stand correction, you're what? We were quoting it this morning. You're a bastard child. If you can't take care of your family, you're an infidel, the Bible says. I'm just reading you the Bible. Y'all want to be church, y'all want to be message believers, but you don't want to read that part of the Bible. Worse than an infidel. If you can't take care of your house. I'm just telling you what Bible. It's like Brother Dale said, so don't get mad at me. Read it in your Bible. Oh, we want to read about the seals and the plagues and the vials. Well, you better get born again first. You'll never understand. It's just words. You know what Paul said one time? He said, you can know all mysteries. All. Paul said, you know all mysteries and not have charity or perfect love or the new birth. You're a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Amen? So now look, the prophet of God tells us, talks to us. We've been talking about this for months. Please. I know it's helping some. But I know others are just, and you're not going to have it. It's just not, I wish it was 100%, but you know what? It's not going to be that way. But you know what? We deal with it. You deal with it. He said he'd give you a new spirit. Now, that spirit isn't God's spirit. That's your spirit. Now, listen. He's not going to give you the same spirit you had before if you're really in sanctification. He's going to give you a new spirit. Amen. That's attached to your spirit that what? Is going to start shedding off this junk. Shedding off this stuff that you used to do. Sanctification. This is not the new birth. This is sanctification. Now, that spirit isn't God's spirit. That's your spirit. God gives you a new spirit. Then he says, I'll put my spirit in him. Oh, that's a little bit different. But the thing God has to do is give you a new spirit, make your nature a little more gentle and settle down. Or he couldn't even live with you. I want God to be comfortable living with me. Because I want him to live in me. Amen? So he has to get you fixed up first. I like that. Has to get you fixed up first. He gets you fixed up, but you got to allow him to fix you up. Then you take him anywhere. You go all kinds of places, get you fixed up so you can entertain him right. How do you entertain God? All he wants is your faith. All he wants is the word, is you to do what the word said. Amen? We got to have an absolute. We'll talk about this afternoon. You got to have faith in the word of God, nothing else. Faith's final resting place, the prophet said, is in the word of God. All right, so you take it all back to the word of God. That's why I'm going to say it again. If you don't, if church is not a part of your life, you're not born again. I'm going to read it tonight. I got this afternoon. Brother Brown talks about faith. Meet God on his ground. He said, oh, I can meet him out. He established one scripture that you can't get away from. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together. And Brother Brown said, if you're born again, you can't wait for the doors to open up. All right? But you know why? It's not because to make you do something. Come on. It's not to make you do something. I love June. She don't have to make me love her. If you fall in love with Jesus Christ, you'll want to be here because you know what? Where two or three are gathered in his name, he said that's where he'd be in the midst. And he wants to sing worship songs, and he wants to have the communion, and he wants to have the foot washing, and he wants to have the baptism, and he wants to have us to worship together. Let the worshiper arise. In other words, bring that worship to him. He's worthy of that worship. Nothing else is worthy of worship except God. Amen? Nothing else. The world is worshiping everything else. You watch them. They're so crazy. Every little something that goes on, that people rush to it. This is the thing. This is the thing. And then when that don't stay long enough, this is the thing. You know, our attention spans got smaller and smaller. Remember that article somebody read a long time ago that now that movie producers used to, you would have an exciting scene every 15 minutes and it would hold your attention. Now you have to have an exciting scene every 2 minutes. To keep you excited, to keep you going. Well, guess what? If you're not excited about God, he's not going to give you 15 minutes. Amen? We're made to worship. So that's when you're on the first altar, but when you hide away, you get his spirit. Then the Holy Spirit, none other than God himself, comes and dwells in you. And then there's something about you. The neighbor loves you. The people likes you. Let's look at the baptism of the Holy Ghost real quick. Peter says, seeing you have purified, look, you have purified your soul. So you do have something to do with it. You can sit today and just close it all off and just die and go to hell. Or you can open up and say, God, I got an issue. I got a problem. I got something I need to work on. God, help me do this. Seeing you have purified your souls in what? Obeying the truth. Obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. And unfeigned love of the brethren doesn't mean what you think is not, that's not filial love. That's agape love. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Fervently. Why? If you don't, you won't get born again. Because that's Paul, being now, Peter says, being born again, not of corruptible seed. You were born of that the first time. But of incorruptible seed by the what? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth and the flower therefore falleth away. But the word of God endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. For all the years this gospel has been preached. It's going to come to a day of fruition. Yes, It's going to come to a day that you're going to have to manifest exactly who you are. You're going to know who you are. And there'll be a time when they can't do nothing about it. And you know what? I want that time to come. Where I'm so full of God, I don't have nothing to do with it. Oh, you were thought I was going to say the other way, didn't you? Y'all all thinking I was going to say, yeah, we're going to manifest. Yeah, you are. But I want to be so full of God. Yes. Till I can't get away from it. Amen. Till there's something happens all the time. And Brother Bram talks it. He said it'd be like fireworks. Like popping popcorn. Pop, 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 pop. It's what's going to happen to the church. I know we're sitting here sometimes and you're like, well, this is, they're not boring, but you know, this is just something we've been over and been through. But everybody gets a piece of something. Yes, sir. Right? Then in the dispensation of the fullness of times, which is right now, he might gather together. I think that's what he's doing. He's gathering us together. Yes. We used to sing a long time ago, we are gathering together unto him. Amen? He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. What is his will? His will is his word. Yes. All right? We've come today to listen to the, what? Reading of the will. Somebody died. My daddy died. And when my father died, he left me something. And I've come today to get what I see in the will. That's why the prophet of God said his will is his word. How do you want to know what God give you? Read the Bible. Healing, faith, all these different miracles and all the different, just read it. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ and whom also you trusted. Look, after you heard the word of truth. Listen, you have, like I said, I'm going to talk about this afternoon, but you can't have faith in the word of God if you never read it. If you never read it, what are you going to have faith in? Well, I got faith. Faith for what? Faith that God will do what he said in his will. Everybody with me? In whom also you trusted. Look, you didn't trust him before. In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also what? After that you believed. There's your faith, faith in believing. After that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Yes, sir. The Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the what? Earnest of your inheritance. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. In other words, until everything is possessed. Listen,